the nature of the storytelling is going to be fairly straightforward. It's going to be, you know, 1850s Paris. The costumes will be traditional, but one of the great things that Cedar Rapids does is we're going to have a new set for the production. And I was speaking a lot with the designer about the idea that Violetta refers to Paris as this vortici, which is like a vortex. And so we looked at ways of making the actual architecture and the flow of the space seem almost kind of like a vortex that's sucking everybody down into it. And I think that we've succeeded on a great level in accomplishing that and in achieving that. And there are going to be elements of what you see in the set that are a definite nod to a traditional direction. However, there are many tools and techniques that we've used that I think people will see it in a completely different new light. I mean, we're also going to be using video projections to kind of highlight certain moments. So there are going to be a lot of scenic technical elements that will be pretty different, and yet the ultimate storytelling and the underpinning of it will be recognizable as Traviata. You know, I think sometimes when directors do extremely conceptual productions, you ultimately at the end of the day have no idea what the story is about if you've never seen the show. But our production, we're focusing on the love, we're focusing on the storytelling and the profound music that Verdi has created, and I'm certain audiences are going to be swept away.